Men are part of the solution held their annual general meeting on September 26 at their office. Longtime board chair Oswald Saw acknowledged both the provincial and federal government in providing funding for MAPS to be able to expand their operations last year with the opening of the Phoenix House for Women. MAPS now provides transitional housing, with in-house programming, for both women and men who are homeless or at the risk of being homeless, wishing to live in a sober living environment. They also provide individual and group counseling for individuals under their Healthy Relationships program. Aside from also acknowledging other funders, including the Thompson Community Foundation, Saw dedicated this year's AGM to well-known Manitoban carver Irvin Head, who passed away earlier in the summer. In the summer of last year, MAPS commissioned Irvin Head to put together a carving that embodies what MAPS is about, said Saw. We proudly display this carving in our office that captures the seven sacred teachings: truth, respect, honesty, humility, wisdom, courage, and love, and the family unit, a couple cradling an infant to show that healthy communities start with healthy families as shown in the MAPS logo created years ago by our executive director Michelle Nicol. It also speaks of the nurturing responsibility that parents need to take on when it comes to their children. Irvin joined his ancestors on Monday, August 15. I remember him telling me that his art helped him with challenges that he faced in his life. He was a friend to many, including myself. MAPS would like to dedicate this AGM in the honor of Irvin Muskie Head for all that he has given back to Manitoba and Canada through his art, but also as a community and cultural leader, a knowledge keeper, a teacher, and an inspiration to many. Irvin's life and his success over his personal challenges represents what the MAPS organization is about. He will be greatly missed, but his spirit will live through the many lives he touched and the many, many pieces of amazing carvings that he did, Saw said. MAPS staff were also recognized during the meeting. I would like to thank our staff for all their hard work they do on behalf of our clients, said Saw. The job they do is not easy, thank you. Stakeholders, board members, and funders were present at the meeting, including Andrea Hatley from the Reaching Home program administered by the City of Thompson's Community Advisory Board, Dave Moore, board chair for the Thompson Community Foundation and COWN, Les Ellsworth from the City of Thompson. Board members Heather Bonner, representing the Mamo We Talk Friendship Center, Penny Brenton representing Futures, Giselle DeMules representing the Addictions Foundation of Manitoba, Dennis Green representing the Thompson Chamber of Commerce, and Elder Jack Robinson joined Saw, Nicol and Transitional Housing Manager Tracy Daw. Saw and Green were re-elected as residents at large to continue as board members along with the other corporate designated members.